Your reaction to today's 2-0 win here in Carrick, Fergus, Stephen?
Delighted with 3 points. They made it hard for us, which we knew they would. People look at the table and say, this was an easy one coming down here. I knew it wasn't going to be. They battled in the first 45 minutes. We should have been more clinical and ruthless in the first half. We should have taken a lead. Then into half time, we didn't, but we were patient enough. And say 2-0, I don't think 2-0 reflects the score, the dominance that we had in the game. I don't think Roy had a save to make. It should have been 7 or 8, but hopefully we'll save them for the coming weeks.
Positives, it's 3 points, it's a clean sheet, it's a win, it's a tricky venue, they made it hard for us. A lot of positives, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a game on paper, as I said, we probably should win. But I was pleased with the attitude, the way they went about the game. Small, tight pitch, sometimes not easy, but I thought the way we started the game, so we should have been done. If you go in half-time, maybe 2-0 up, maybe it changes the reflection in the second half, but I thought we kept at it, we stuck at it, we were patient and professional and got a big 3 points.
Obviously, we know how to do Tuesday night. It's a competition we want to do well in. DC will make it difficult for us at Windsor Park, won't they?
Yeah, again, I like the midweek games because it breaks the week up. It gives us another opportunity. Will give me an opportunity on Tuesday to go mix up some of the players. Some of the players have been in and around it will possibly play on Tuesday. But as you say, it's a competition. It's a cup that we're certainly going to take very seriously. Whatever team we play, I'll certainly feel it'll be really good enough to do the job.
Good day out here down by the sea, blue sky, big turnout.
Yeah, the Linfield fans, a bit like myself at times. They have a little whinge up. I'm the same. I have a little moan up. But one thing you can guarantee is a big Linfield crowd. And again, a credit to the club. And say the more fans that we get, the full focal support that they give us, I certainly appreciate it, and I know the players appreciate that.
And we want more of the same, obviously, Tuesday night, and then next Saturday back in league action against the Ards.
Yeah, no, again, Donegal Celtic will take care of itself on Tuesday. Ards, I went to Ballinamallow last night and watched, the game against the Ards. So Ards are at the top end of the table at the minute. They've started the season well. There's a freshness, probably a newness coming up from getting promoted last year, so and they work hard and they'll come to Windsor, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it and have a right go. But if we turn up with a positive attitude, hopefully in good form, hopefully we can get another 3 points.
Have a good day at the office here. You got the 3 points. You got game time for three boys coming off the bench as well.
Yep.
It's all about keeping everybody in the squad happy. It's game time, isn't it?
Yeah. There's 14 news today and 2 on new subs, but I always say, and I always praise the players, sometimes you don't always play because they're the ones who, when the going gets tough, I'm going to need these, the players that's in and around it. So they need to be professional and switched on for when we need them. And hopefully make it difficult for me when they do get an opportunity.
And Gainer and Burns give you the goal threat today. There's goal threats throughout our team.
Plenty, Burnsy pops up at the gain at the back post, which becomes a normal with Burnsy. Ross, with Chris Bright had few chances, Smith had a few chances, Andy Waterworth had a few chances, Kirk had a chance. So if you go down the list of chances that we did have, good chances. They weren't half chances. I thought they were good chances for us. Hopefully we'll save them up for the coming weeks.
As you say, patience is a virtue, and we got our rewards with a professional and rewarding 2-0 win. Well done.
Cheers, Andy.